New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell called for Christian artist Lauren Daigle's removal from ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve special program. Find out what happened after a short message from our sponsor.
Get a jump start on your college education by earning college credit as a high school student through dual enrollment at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. At only $65 a credit hour, you will save time and money while fast-tracking your higher education goals. Visit evangel.edu/dual for all the details. Courses are available on campus or online. Apply by December 18th for classes starting in January.
The mayor's outcry, she said, was based on the singer placing people at risk when participating at Sean Foyt's Louisiana Let Us Worship event. The November worship service in the French Quarter was conducted without a permit, Cantrell said in a letter to Dick Clark Productions. The mayor said, "The event was unpermitted and in violation of critical health guidelines my administration has put in place to save lives in our city." She also noted that having Daigle as a guest at the New Year's Eve event would be an unwarranted reward to the singer. A Louisiana native, Daigle serves as an ambassador for promoting Louisiana tourism. Louisiana Lieutenant Governor Bill Nungesser criticized the mayor's actions, saying, "Lauren is also the state's voice of the Sunshine Tourism Recovery Plan. Tourism is the fourth largest industry in our state, generating over $19 billion in revenue for our economy." For the last 4 years, the state of Louisiana and Louisiana Office of Tourism sponsored ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve broadcast. Nungesser told WDSU, "After 4 years of record-breaking tourism welcoming over 53 million people to Louisiana, we thought it was important that we highlight our state and our ambassador, two-time Grammy Award-winning singer Lauren Daigle. We were also planning to honor healthcare and essential workers." Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry came to Daigle's defense, saying the mayor appears to be targeting you due to your recent expression of your faith. He continued, "Vowing to do everything in my power to protect Daigle's and all those who share her faith, First Amendment right to worship." Several others also came to Daigle's defense. The mayor of Lafayette, Daigle's childhood hometown, Josh Guillory, released a statement to WGNO-TV saying, "We would be honored to host Lauren Daigle in Lafayette to ring in 2021. It would be a truly great way to safely say goodbye to 2020. While Mayor Cantrell is political by position, and possibly nature, Daigle generally avoids politics. She shares her faith whether performing in Christian or mainstream pop circles. As a state native, she has earned a reputation for supporting people and nonprofit organizations. During 3 sold-out Christmas concerts at the Sanger Theater in December, NOLA.com reports Daigle donated $60,000 to the Roots of Music, the New Orleans marching band that functions as an immersive after-school program for disadvantaged youth. In October, Daigle taped a concert, with no audience present, at the Orpheum Theater to raise money for Southwest Louisiana victims of Hurricane Laura. Nungesser said Cantrell's request cost not just New Orleans the opportunity at invaluable worldwide promotion at a time when it's needed most. They also cost every city in Louisiana that had a chance at hosting the event. Nungesser also said they attempted to move the event to a new location that better promoted social distancing. Nungesser said it was then Mayor Cantrell took the issue to the next level, writing letters and making phone calls to Dick Clark Productions and ABC. From this, Dick Clark Productions decided to pull Lauren Daigle from the lineup and any celebration from Louisiana to be broadcast worldwide. Nungesser concluded, "In the long run, this action will not only hamper any efforts for New Orleans to recover from the pandemic, but also every city in the state which offered to host the event, and the state as a whole." For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News Podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.